Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everybody. Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to finding calm amidst the chaos. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel of worry? Like that nagging voice in your head just won't shut up? Yeah, I get it. Anxiety is a real buzzkill, right? But guess what? You don't have to be its prisoner. In fact, there are some seriously cool stoic techniques you can use to tame that anxious beast and reclaim your peace of mind. This ain't about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. It's about learning how to manage those anxieties, to let them roll off you like water off a duck's back. Think of it as mental kung fu, honing your focus and cultivating inner strength. Ready to level up? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you overcome anxiety and worry with some seriously calming techniques. Number 1. Acceptance is your superpower. This isn't about accepting everything that happens to you as good or bad. It's about acknowledging your feelings, even the uncomfortable ones, without judgment. Like, yep, I'm feeling anxious right now, but not letting that anxiety define you or control your actions. Think of it like this. Imagine a wave crashing on the shore. The wave is your anxiety, and the shore is you. You don't fight the wave, you let it roll over you and then step back onto solid ground. Number 2. Focus on what you can control. Anxiety often thrives on what-ifs and maybes, things outside our control. Instead, shift your energy to what you can influence. Your thoughts, your actions, your responses. Think about it like this. You're the captain of your ship, but you can't control the weather. You can, however, adjust your sails and navigate through the storm. Number 3. Practice mindfulness. It sounds kinda hippy-dippy, I know, but trust me on this one. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment, paying attention to your senses, your breath, your surroundings. When you're fully engaged in the now, anxiety about the past or future has less power over you. Try a simple breathing exercise. Inhale for 4 counts, hold for 4, exhale for 4. Repeat this a few times and notice how it shifts your focus and calms your mind. Number 4. Challenge negative thoughts. Anxiety often whispers those pesky doubts in our ear. You're not good enough, what if you fail? These thoughts are rarely based in reality. When you catch yourself spiraling, ask, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Remember, your thoughts are just thoughts, they don't have to define you. Number 5. Find your calm zone. Everyone has activities or places that bring them peace. Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or spending time with loved ones. Make time for these calming practices regularly. They're like little mental vacations that recharge your batteries and help you navigate stressful situations with more ease. You know that feeling when you're driving on a busy highway, the cars are all honking, everyone seems stressed, and you just want to pull over and scream? I've been there, but then I remember these techniques: acceptance, focus, mindfulness, challenging thoughts, and finding my calm zone, and suddenly, things feel a whole lot more manageable. Let me give you an example. Imagine you have an important presentation coming up. Your anxiety might be telling you stories like, you're going to freeze, everyone will think you're stupid. But instead of letting those thoughts take over, you can practice acceptance by acknowledging the feeling of anxiety without judgment. Then, focus on what you can control, your preparation, your delivery, your message. Challenge those negative thoughts with evidence. Have you practiced? Are you knowledgeable about the topic? Remind yourself that everyone gets nervous sometimes, and it's okay. Find your calm zone. Maybe it's listening to some music before you go on stage or taking a few deep breaths to center yourself. Remember, you got this. Alright folks, let's recap. Accepting your feelings, focusing on what you can control, practicing mindfulness, challenging those negative thoughts, and finding your own personal calm zone. These are your secret weapons against anxiety. So go out there, be kind to yourselves, and remember, peace is always within reach. Until next time, keep it calm, keep it cool, and keep on rocking. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a dose of stoic wisdom. And if you have any tips or tricks for overcoming anxiety, drop them in the comments below. Let's build a community of calm together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.